From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met in Beijing with Chinese President Xi Jinping during a three-day unofficial visit and pledged to work for a denuclearized Korean peninsula. Mr. Xi also accepted an invitation to visit the North, but Tufts University assistant professor Sung-Hyun Lee said he remains skeptical of the North's pledge to denuclearize.
Kim is rehashing what his father has said, what Kim Il-sung, his grandfather and founder, has said, which is that North Korea is committed to denuclearization of the Korean peninsula. But what does that mean? Why don't they say denuclearization of North Korea? We know that there are no nukes in the South.
In Seoul, Unification Ministry spokesman Baek Tae-hyun reacted to the news, saying the improvement in the North Korean-China relationship will be helpful in solving the peninsula's nuclear and peace issues. Chinese diplomat Yang Jiechi is scheduled to brief South Korean officials Thursday. The two Korean leaders are set to meet next month at the truce village of Panmunjom. In Japan, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his government views the Kim trip to China with extreme interest, but urged no easing of sanctions on Pyongyang absent concrete actions. China said it briefed President Donald Trump on the visit. Several Kenyan journalists resigned Tuesday from the country's top media group, accusing it of allowing the government to interfere with editorial decisions. Maina Kai is a Nation newspaper columnist.
We refuse to continue to clothe the loss of editorial independence and media freedom at the Nation Media Group with respectability.
The eight writers who resigned said the Nation Media Group, which publishes the widely read Daily Nation, is too close to the ruling party. This is VOA News. The fallout from the poisoning of a former Russian double agent in Britain continues. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis called the use of a nerve agent on Sergei Skripal and his daughter an act of attempted murder. London said Kremlin was complicit in the attack. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said so far more than 20 countries have expelled 150 Russian diplomats.
As we have said before, the United States is open to building a better relationship with Russia, but the Russian government must understand that there are serious consequences for its destabilizing actions. This large and growing global response makes it clearer than ever that an improved relationship will only be possible if the Russian government changes its behavior.
Russia has denied any role in the March 4th attack, has called the West response provocative, and vowed to respond in kind. Four members of the Serb list of the Kosovo government withdrew from the coalition to protest what it called attacks on the people and representatives of Serbia in the ethnically Albanian-majority country, once part of Serbia and which split from Belgrade in 2008. Goran Rakic, leader of the Kosovo Serbs, said the Serb list is leaving a government it can no longer support. One of the members served as deputy prime minister. Monday, police used tear gas in Mitrovica to disperse protesters outside a meeting on improving relations between the two countries and briefly detain Marko Juric, head of the Serb government's office for Kosovo. In Egypt, it's all about turnout as the country enters a third and final day of voting in a presidential election widely expected to result in the re-election of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Cairo resident Ihab Mustafa said Mr. Sisi is the only person capable of leading the country. Voting in Egypt is mandatory. Those who do not cast ballots can face fines up to £500. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Tuesday ordered the military to take control of the country's borders as Turkey threatened to go after Kurds it sees as a security threat. Iraq's Prime Minister said he spoke by phone with his Turkish counterpart, who affirmed Iraqi sovereignty. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced recently operations in Sinjar in northern Iraq, declared of Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK fighters. Ethiopia's ruling coalition has voted Abiy Ahmed, an ethnic Oromo, as new prime minister following the resignation of Haile Mariam Desalegn last month, a move that was to encourage reform and quell sporadic and violent unrest that has left hundreds dead in the Horn of African nation since 2015. And the states of New York, California, and others are vowing a legal challenge to stop the Trump administration from asking in the upcoming national census in 2020 whether people are U.S. citizens. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.